15. If a person deviates from the path of the Vedas, in the absence of an emergency, the servant of Yamaraj put him into the hell called Asipatravan, where they beat him with whips. When he runs hither and thither, fleeing from the extreme pain, on all sides he runs into palm trees with leaves like sharpened sword, thus injuring all over his body and fainting at every step. He cries out, "Oh, what shall I do now? How shall I be saved?" This is how one suffers who deviates from the accepted religious principles. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is actually only one religious principle, Dharmam's two Sakshat Bhagavat Panditam. The only religious principle is to follow the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unfortunately, especially in this age of Kali, everyone is an atheist. People do not even believe in God. What to speak of following his words? The words Nija Veda Pata can also mean one's own set of religious principles. Formerly, there was only one Veda Pata, or set of religious principles. Now there are many. It doesn't matter which set of religious principles one follows. The only injunction is that he must follow them strictly. An atheist or Nastika is one who does not believe in the Vedas. However, even if one takes up a different system of religion, according to this verse, he must follow the religious principles he has accepted, whether one is a Hindu or a Mohammedan or a Christian. He should follow his own religious principles. However, if one concocts his own religious path within his mind, or if one follows no religious principles at all, he is punished in the hell known as Asipatravan. In other words, a human being must follow some religious principles. If he does not follow any religious principles, he is no better than an animal. As Kali Yuga advances, people are becoming godless and taking up so-called secularism. They do not know the punishment awaiting them in Asipatravan, as described in this verse. That is the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, from text 11 to 15. From Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, entitled A Description of the Hellish Plant. So we are
speaking to the Lagos Temple, Nigeria. At the same time, Mauritius, United Nations. Two countries join together. It's an opportunity of present their knowledge. So, this translation, I'm going to continue from here.
You can make a point.
Okay, for those of you who are just connecting with us, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 26, the last chapter in the 5th Canto of Bhagavatam. And from the 11, I always put a.
Text 11 to 15. A description of the heaviest planet. So we are taking the translation, text 15. If a person deviates from the path of the Vedas, in the absence of an emergency, the servant of Yamaraj puts him into the hell called Asipatravana, where he puts him with whips. When he runs hither and thither, fleeing from the extreme pain, on all sides, he runs into palm trees with leaves, with sharpened sword. Thus injured all over his body and fainting at every step, he cries out, "Oh, what shall I do now? How shall I be saved? This is how one suffers to deviate from the accepted religious teachings." The other day we were discussing how even if one does not commit violence by not eating flesh, gambling, disgrace, or illicit sex, one is still in the devil. Because by not being a devotee, one is already living a very condemned life. By not being a devotee, one is already a condemned life.
Here, Srimati Goswami is saying that
everyone, especially human beings, should be religious.
If you're not religious, we should be aware that hell is planning.
Looking for us. There are 28 divisions of hell. Not only one here, there are 28. And if you take one of the hellish planets, they are unlimited divisions. That is the authority of Subhadeva Goswami.
Swami, autorité de Sukadeva Goswami, c'est qui fait la grâce de Bhagavatam.
The Prabhupada is explaining the purpose. There is actually only one religious principle. Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat palitam. The only religious principle is to follow the orders of the Supreme Personality of God. Unfortunately, especially in this age of Kali, everyone is an atheist. People do not even believe in God. What we speak of following his orders. So here, the Prabhupada is saying that in Kali Yuga we are all atheists. Why is that? Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 verse 12. The Prabhupada said, there are many people who claim to be devotees of Krishna. Many. Many devotees in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, we may claim to be devotees, but actually we don't believe in Krishna. So, for him to say that everyone is an atheist in Kali Yuga is true. If one have no faith in what we practice, how is that? Atheist.
Atheist.
You don't believe in God. You have no faith in God. One who believes in God will act according to God's order. As a religious person, we follow what God said we should do. And in chapter 16 of our Gita, explain it to
you.
Krishna said, anyone who discards religious principles and act physically, he lost. Therefore, Prabhupada recommends here, at least, we should follow a particular religion. At any rate,
religion.
Put your mobile on silent, please. Thank you. It's not cell phone. It's a recorder. Yes. Yes. Someone is calling. That is one. Yes. Yeah.